Maternal mortality rates in the United States are the highest among developed nations. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists reports a 26% increase in the maternal mortality rate between 2000 and 2014. GLT's Mary Cullen talks with Jennifer O'Connor, the Dean of Health Sciences at Heartland Community College, about how the college is preparing its nursing students for emergency birthing scenarios.
Some of it is inadequate prenatal care. Some of it is poorly managed chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension, and some of it is related to maternal age. We have older moms than we have had in previous decades, and some of it is related to care that moms are receiving in the hospital and in the postpartum period as well. We're finding that mothers are dying of complications and experiencing complications of childbirth that are related to childbirth weeks and even months after they've given birth, and so we have a better understanding of some of those issues and of some of the processes, especially in the hospital, that impact how we care for mothers in the hospital.
Black women die 3 to 4 times the rate of white women. Is there any reasoning for that? What are the areas of concern?
I think that you always have to look at economic disparities and socioeconomic class obstructions and the system of healthcare that we are part of. Black and also Native American women are at a much higher risk of maternal mortality and of injury during birth. And I think some of those things are also related to what we've talked about with chronic conditions, poorly managed hypertension, diabetes, all of those. Access to care is also really important. If you don't have access to really good, high-quality prenatal care, you're coming into a very intense physical situation and physical experience that your body just might not really be prepared for. All of those conditions are really exacerbated by giving birth or by having a C-section, by any of those processes that might be natural human processes, but if your body is not ready for them, they can really cause serious complications very quickly.
So how is that something that can be addressed?
Well, I think that, you know, of course, as nurses, we really care about the whole community and we care about the whole person. And nurses are the frontline caregivers. We're frequently the first person who sees a pregnant mom, or the person in the office, or the nurse who's taking her blood pressure, or the nurse who's having a conversation with her about what prenatal care looks like. We're also the nurse that is the first person that a mom who's in trouble might see when they're coming through the ER. We're the nurse who's certainly the OB nurses are the people that are right there by your side while you're giving birth and while you're having a C-section or whatever you're going through. And we're also the nurses who are there at postpartum visits. We're the nurses that are in the ER. We're the nurses that are on the medical floor taking care of complications. So nursing is at a really pivotal point to be able to care for the health of the whole community and to be able to care for the health of the whole woman and the whole child.
Heartland Community College has a great nursing program, and they're actually doing a program right now about how to properly prepare these nursing students for circumstances that could result in maternal mortality. Can we talk a little bit about the program that's going on here at Heartland?
Well, we have developed some nursing simulation exercises in our nursing lab, and this is something that our very innovative and creative faculty have developed, and they've also enlisted the help of one of our Heartland graduates, Janice Westfall, who's a nurse at Advocate Broman, and then a couple of other OB nurses from Abraham Lincoln Memorial Hospital, which is one of our clinical sites, and so we're really excited to be able to partner with them as well. And what they're doing is they're practicing basically some simulated experiences that nurses may find themselves in, a birth experience and an experience with obstetric hemorrhage. So those are both things that when we take students to clinicals, we get every student we pretty much guarantee will be in a birth. We'll get to see a birth. We can't always control the circumstances around it, and so we want them to understand what's happening during the birth process. So we want to put them through a simulation with a birth simulator so that they can really see these are the things that are happening. Because when you're in that clinical experience and you're in that room with that mom giving birth, you're not really thinking about, oh, is the fundus properly situated or any of those things. You're really thinking about, oh my gosh, wow, this is an amazing human experience that I get to be a part of. And it's very exciting and very dramatic. But we also want students to be able to take away the things that they need to know to be successful as nurses, to understand the physiology that's happening and to understand the processes that are part of birth. And as far as the obstetrical hemorrhage, that's something that's been a really important initiative in Illinois. There's a maternal hemorrhage project that's been happening over the last few years, and that I think is really impacting the nurses that work in OB. And so what we're doing is trying to integrate a lot of those processes into this simulation so that they can go through the steps of what caring for a patient who's experiencing a hemorrhage is really like. What are the actions that you need to take? What are the clinical judgments that you need to make as a nurse? What are the things that need to happen? And what are the emergent problems that you're going to be caring for? What do those things look like? And what are the processes? It's much easier to do that if you get to practice it in a lab.
Vital signs are blood pressure 90 over 50, pulse ox 89%, pulse 105, respirations 22, temp 98.8. Patient is diaphoretic, dizzy, and pale. The physician's in another delivery, so she is unable to come to the bedside. You receive the following phone order.
Janice Westfall is an RN in the labor and delivery unit, Advocate Broman. She assisted Heartland Community College students during the maternal hemorrhage simulation. So maternal mortality rates in the U.S. are the highest among developed nations. In your experience as a nurse, how common are these life or death situations in the labor delivery unit?
Well, even one is too many. Even though we may only see a life or death situation 5 or 6 times a year, we will see much smaller hemorrhages much more frequently, but it's important to be prepared for even one. So, we do see them definitely because we do a high volume of patients at our hospital.
So when it comes to training students here, what's the importance of a training like this?
Well, I think it's important for the students, first of all, to be aware of the conditions that could be cause a hemorrhage. So things to be on the lookout for, signs, indications, things in a patient's history that's going to put them at a higher risk so that you're going into taking care of that patient knowing ahead of time that you need to have, the extra safeguards in place and things to watch for. And then once they do, identify the problem, it's very important their assessment skills need to be on point. Plus, they need to be able to know what to do. And every hospital is going to have different policies and procedures, and they're going to have a lot of education. But you need to know, what does your unit say to do at this point? Like, how do you get help? Where's your hemorrhage card at? What are your policies? Where's your meds? What do we do? So because everyone needs to have a really clear role going into a thing like this, because it can get very confusing very fast and very hectic. So because a lot of people are going to run in when you need help. So everybody needs to understand. Plus, it's nice to know that you need to be able to count on your team. So if you're giving a med that you have, we have standing orders for medicines, and the nurse is having trouble remembering a dose or a route or something, to be able to turn to her charge nurse or, a coworker and say, I need to double check this with you, or call the pharmacy, whatever you need to do. So knowing how to use your resources, how to utilize the policies, because all of our policies and procedures are for best practice. And, obviously we just want to keep moms and babies healthy and safe. And so that's the purpose of all the continuing education we do, and that teaching these kids here, they're not kids. I mean, I wasn't a kid when I went here, but teaching them here so that when they go into it, they're going to be scared when they go to work. And so letting them have a little taste of what scared feels like here is good too, because then it won't be quite as terrifying when they go in, because they can remember, I remember it being high stressful, and knowing that we as nurses are stressed too under these situations, but practice makes perfect, and that's why we do it.
Like you said, it's a high stress situation. Even here today, we could hear people talking and saying like, oh, I need this, I need that. Did you grab this? Did you weigh this? Is that the right medicine? Did you check that bag? So how does something like this compare to real life?
It's similar, but it's not. I mean, it's similar because they know in the back of their mind that no one's going to die today. Okay, so it's going to be a little different than working in the hospital when you have live patients. But we try to make it as realistic as possible. So I want them, when they're working on that mannequin, to be working on it like it's a real mom. They're massaging the fundus. They're starting IVs. They're giving the meds. They're hanging the blood. I want them to be as realistic as possible, because you're going to learn best by doing it, so rather than just talking through it. So I want them to know this is the place to make the mistake, right, here while we're practicing, so that, they'll have that experience and be able to do better when they're on Real Moms.
And you were a student here at Heartland. Did you go through similar training?
We did that. And we continue to do this at Advocate Broman. We do ed days all the time, and we will do hemorrhage simulations every year, too, to keep up on our skills.
So when you were a student, how did having this training prepare you?
Well, it did and it didn't. I mean, it's always different in the real life. It prepared me because, you go into it thinking you know a lot, and then you realize that you have a lot to learn when you get on the unit. But it's like, it helped me because I felt like I had a basic knowledge of the medicines that we give, a basic knowledge of, the protocols and procedures. And plus, just knowing you have the instructors behind you and having your back to make sure that you don't make mistakes, and just learning important things like, the rights of medication administration. Like, for example, we had a couple of wrong medicines toxins in this cart, so they could have easily hung a wrong bag of fluid. And so, you know, learning, you know, you need to look at this. Is this the correct medicine? Am I giving it the right way, the right amount, the right time, all this thing? You know, these are things that you learn in school that get drilled into your head so that when you go out in the workplace, you're not, oops, I grabbed the wrong fluid. You know, you're thinking, am I giving the right medicine at the right time in the right way? So these are the things in school that prepare you for when you go to the workplace, I feel like.
So there's room for mistake here, but absolutely, not so much in the real world.
Not so much in the real world. The stakes are too high.
GLT's Mary Cullen talking with Jennifer O'Connor of Heartland Community College and Advocate Broman Obstetrics Nurse Janice Westfall.